Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We are jumping straight in today, focusing on one moment, really, that seems to tell us so much about the crypto markets right now. Hypersensitive, globally connected, and moving incredibly fast. I'm talking about November 10th, 2025. Remember that. Congress was, well, finally inching towards a deal to reopen the U.S. government after that shutdown mess. But while the politicians were doing their thing, something pretty wild was happening in DeFi. Bitcoin just surged, and not just a little bit. It blasted past $105,000, even touched $106,000 for a moment. Highest it had been in months. Ethereum wasn't far behind, got back over that $3,000 mark. So the big question, and this is right at the heart of the sources we're diving into, was this just, I don't know, luck, a coincidence, or was it direct cause and effect? Proof, maybe, that when macro politics meets liquidity, crypto just reacts faster than anything else.
Oh, it was absolutely cause and effect, no question. And that link, that's really the core insight today. We're looking past the headlines to break down three key things that drove that surge. There's the macro trigger, we're calling it the Washington effect. Then there's the specific trading pattern, the crypto reflex. And crucially, the role of data intelligence, how smart money seemed to know what was coming. It wasn't just a price jump. It was like a flare going up, signaling macro liquidity coming back into riskier assets. And the way traders read that signal, that's defining this new era.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that. Starting with what seems, well, almost weird on the surface. Why would a deal in D.C. about government funding hit decentralized assets so hard, so fast? These things are meant to be separate. What's the actual connection?
The connection is fiscal liquidity. Mm-hmm. It's as simple and as complicated as that. It's about the sheer volume of U.S. dollars flowing, or maybe not flowing, through the financial system.
Yeah.
Political gridlock, like that shutdown, it basically acts like a dam. It freezes government spending, sure, but it also locks up huge pools of capital that should be moving around. And the key mechanism to watch here is the Treasury General Account, the TGA.
Right, the TGA. That's basically the government's main bank account at the Fed.
Exactly. It's their checking account. Now, when the government builds up cash in the TGA, which tends to happen when spending is frozen, like during a shutdown, it acts like a giant vacuum cleaner for money. It's literally pulling liquidity out of the banking system, out of the broader financial markets. And that drain, you could see it hitting equities and definitely crypto in the weeks leading up to the deal.
Okay, so the shutdown wasn't just political noise. It was an actual, like, measurable drag on liquidity. But hang on, if the money was just sitting there, why did crypto jump the second the deal was rumored? The money hadn't actually flowed yet.
Ah, because markets don't wait for the cash to hit the bank accounts. They trade on the expectation. That's the key. Your sources really nailed this. The moment there were signs that political dam might break, the expectation flipped. Instantly, the market priced in. Immediately, the billions of dollars were about to be released back into the system once government spending restarted. That's why Bitcoin leaked 4% in just 24 hours. The deal itself was like opening a relief valve. Capital that was stuck, sidelined, was suddenly unlocked or expected to be, and crypto, being super sensitive to these flows, reacted first.
Wow. Okay, so it wasn't about good vibes from Congress. It was a cold calculation that giant vacuum cleaner was about to be switched off. Right, let's pivot then. From the macro trigger, the TGA switch flipping, to how the market actually behaved. Why Bitcoin first, then Ethereum, then the rest? You call this the crypto reflex. Why crypto? Why not the S&P 500 first?
Because crypto lives right on the edge of speculative capital. It's arguably the purest play on risk appetite out there. So when macro uncertainty spikes, like during that shutdown, the big players, traditional investors, they pull back from volatile stuff first. Crypto's top of that list. But when things normalize, they rotate back in. That's the crypto reflex. And it follows this pretty predictable pattern, almost like climbing a ladder. Capital flows back into Bitcoin first. It's the biggest, most established, sort of the digital gold standard. Once BTC looks solid, money moves into Ethereum, the main infrastructure layer. Only after that, when confidence is higher, does the money really start cascading down into, you know, the riskier mid-cap tokens, the narrative plays, even the meme coins.
A tiered comeback, based on confidence. Got it. But you mentioned this time felt faster, the velocity was higher. Why?
Maturity. The whole Web3 infrastructure is just more developed now. It's not just retail anymore. The speed comes from less friction. You've got institutional desks trading through ETFs now, which is huge. And you also have these really sophisticated multi-chain liquidity aggregators, tools that just didn't exist at this scale before. All this makes it easier and much faster for big money to get back in. And that movement, it doesn't just push up Bitcoin's price, it massively cranks up on-chain velocity.
On-chain velocity. You mean how fast money is actually moving around within crypto, between wallets, exchanges?
Exactly. The rate capital moves between wallets, DEX, different blockchains, different ecosystems. That's the real sign of life returning, not just price, but activity.
And you saw that happen immediately.
Instantly. Right after that BTC spike, the data lit up. You saw rapid capital rotation, specifically onto high-speed chains like Solana, Base, and BNB chain. And that capital wasn't just sitting there. It was moving fast, flowing into those mid-cap DeFi projects, AI tokens, the stuff that had been beaten down during the shutdown. The macro spark immediately ignited those micro fires because moving money between them is just so much easier now.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting, maybe even a bit controversial based on your sources. This whole thing, the rally, the rotation, it wasn't just a reaction after the news broke. The suggestion is that some very clued in investors were already making moves before the deal was official. Wait, are you saying the blockchain data somehow signaled the Senate deal before it was public?
That's exactly what the intelligence layer points to. And this right here is where you see the new crypto edge emerging. We're talking about platforms like Av.ai, for instance, that aren't just looking at Bitcoin or Ethereum. They're pulling in data from, what is it, over 130 blockchains, more than 300 DEXs, all in real time. And what their AI layers picked up wasn't based on news reports from DC. It was based on transaction patterns, clustering. The data showed smart money wallets, you know, addresses linked to big historically successful players. They actually started repositioning days before the breakthrough news hit, accumulating BTC derivatives, ETH, perps.
Days before? That's incredible timing. That sounds like trading on rumors or maybe information that wasn't widely public yet, reflected directly on chain.
We can even pinpoint it fairly closely. The AI signal layer flagged a very noticeable spike in this kind of activity late Sunday evening, U.S. time.
Sunday evening.
Yeah. And that timing lines up perfectly with when private rumors started swirling about a potential Senate compromise. This was well before any official announcements.
So this wasn't just institutions being quick reactors. This sounds like sophisticated traders potentially front-running the news, using data analysis tools the average person just doesn't have access to or doesn't know how to interpret.
Precisely. The platform's Alpha Signal Center, for example, flagged a huge jump in what they call smart inflows. That means money coming from wallets known to be consistently profitable in the past. These wallets were taking up significant long positions. It confirms that on-chain conviction was building based on interpreting data, anticipating the outcome, not just reacting to a headline after the fact. The data was ahead of the drama.
That really does shift how you think about market efficiency, doesn't it? If the blockchain can effectively know the likely outcome of a political deal before it's widely reported. Wow. Okay, we need to connect these pieces. Let's synthesize this. We've got the PGA acting as a macro liquidity switch. We've got the crypto reflex showing how capital flows back in tiers. And now this intelligence layer showing smart money moving early. Put it all together. What does the system look like? Is it a feedback loop?
Absolutely. It's a clear feedback loop. And it shows how deeply crypto is now integrated into the wider macro financial world. It's not separate anymore. The loop basically works like this. Macro policy shifts, say, fiscal spending restarts, the TGA draws down. That injects liquidity globally. Boosts risk appetite. That liquidity flows almost immediately into crypto. And what you see on chain is this translation into much higher trading volume, way more DEX activity, and faster capital rotation into specific narratives, DeFi, restaking, AI tokens, whatever's hot. And you can even see these connections at a really granular level. Here's a specific example. When the Treasury starts spending again, drawing down the TGA, the on-chain data often shows stablecoin minting picking up steam, especially on Ethereum and Tron.
Hold on. A decision by the U.S. Treasury directly leads to more stablecoins being created on, say, the Tron network. Explain that link for us. Why Tron specifically or Ethereum?
It's all about demand for on-chain liquidity, ready to deploy. If sophisticated traders anticipate billions in fiat liquidity hitting the system from the TGA drain, they need stablecoins now to position themselves on-chain. Stablecoins are the main bridge, the primary tool for getting ready to trade across DeFi, capture yield, rotate into those AI tokens you mentioned. So seeing stablecoin minting accelerate is like watching traders load their cannons before the battle. It signals preparation for a wave of capital deployment.
That's the practical edge of this data, then. Connecting a wonky government account balance to actual transactions happening on decentralized ledgers almost in real time.
Exactly. This new phase isn't about just chasing price based on yesterday's news. The smart play now is combining these forward-looking macro cues, like TGA projections, with real-time on-chain signals, wallet movements, token flows to get ahead of the market. That convergence is the new crypto edge. It compresses what used to take hours of separate analysis tracking DC news, Fed balances, individual token charts into instant, actionable insight driven by data.
So wrapping this up, that surge past 105K wasn't just a random pump. Your sources painted as confirmation. Bitcoin and the whole crypto space are now trading as truly macro-sensitive assets plugged into the global system, not just speculative sideshows. The Washington effect is real, the data shows it, and it moves fast.
That validation is crucial, and it leads to a bigger question, really, something for you, the listener, to think about. We've seen how on-chain data can, sometimes, get ahead of macro headlines. Decentralized markets seem less isolated, maybe even better informed in some ways now. So if these AI-powered data tools are shrinking the time lag, the gap between a fiscal decision in Washington and a predictable follow-on trade happening on, say, Solana, what does that do to our old ideas about market efficiency? Does having this real-time data level the playing field for everyone, including motivated retail traders? Or does the speed advantage it gives big institutional players with their automated systems just make their edge even sharper, allowing them to act before anyone else even registers the signal? That's the convergence puzzle we're facing now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.